Our next case this morning is number 06-1704, Acme United Corporation against St. Paul Fire and Marine Insurance Company. Ms. O'Brien.
Good morning. May it please the court, counsel. I'm Tamara O'Brien, and I represent Acme United, a publicly held company, one of the largest manufacturers of scissors and paper cutting products in the world. As you know, Acme was sued by Fiskars Brand, Inc., its primary competitor, in a lawsuit that we believe triggered St. Paul Insurance Company's duty to defend Acme. I think it's important to point out initially that St. Paul refused to defend Acme outright. It did not seek to reserve its rights. It didn't seek a declaration of its obligations. Excuse me. Accordingly, under Wisconsin law, if coverage is found to be even fairly debatable, if there are facts alleged within the four corners of the complaint that give rise even to the possibility of coverage, St. Paul breached its duty to defend. Fiskars' complaint against Acme included two sets of allegations that we believe are key to the determination of St. Paul's duty to defend. First, the complaint alleged that Acme's advertisements diverted business from Fiskars through false assertions that Acme's titanium-containing products were harder, sharper, more durable than blades made of stainless steel. A second set of allegations alleged that Acme's advertisements were calculated to influence purchasers' decisions, the specific decision between Acme products and Fiskars products, resulting in a lost sales and profits for Fiskars.
Now, the court was concerned that they held that they didn't name Fiskars. Therefore, it was just a general. You mentioned when you stepped up there that Fiskars was the, I think you said, primary competitor. Is that
It was. And the first two allegations of the complaint are that Fiskars manufactures and sells cutting products worldwide. And paragraph 2 alleged that Acme manufactures and sells cutting products worldwide.
Well, how many manufacturers are there? Are there 3 or 30?
That's not contained in the complaint, but certainly a reasonable inference is that these two are competitors. The first set of allegations about false comparisons is key because it distinguishes Acme's advertisements from those that simply tout the insured's own product or say that the insured's product is the best. Fiskars' complaint explicitly claimed that it was the comparisons between the specific characteristics of the titanium and the stainless steel products and the implication that the lack of titanium in stainless steel made those products inferior that were false. The complaint quoted the stronger, sharper, more durable than stainless steel language, and that it explicitly alleged that the titanium did not make Acme's products stronger, harder, sharper, more durable. False statements and false comparisons are not mutually exclusive. The point is that Fiskars alleged that Acme's advertisements contained both. In the absence of the comparison to stainless steel, Fiskars might have been able to allege that the ads were false, that the products didn't contain the amount of titanium alleged, but they couldn't have alleged that the ads were calculated and likely to influence consumer choices between Acme products and Fiskars products. It's the purportedly false comparisons specific to stainless steel of which Fiskars complained, and that is disparagement, statements about a competitor's products that are untrue and are made to influence the public not to buy. Even the district court acknowledged at page 14 of the decision, to disparage means to make comparisons that dishonor another's products. This is precisely what the plaintiff's advertisements did. The second set of allegation that the advertisements themselves influence consumer choices is significant because regardless of whether or not Fiskars' allegations were right or wrong, Fiskars alleged that Acme's advertisements targeted Fiskars' products in particular. The duty to defend is determined from the allegations of the complaint. all of the allegations of the complaint. In determining the duty to defend, all that matters is that Fiskars alleged in the complaint that the advertisements targeted their products. It doesn't matter if, in fact, the advertisements did not. In fact, if they did not, if that was a defense to the complaint, it should have been raised by St. Paul on behalf of Acme.
The district court focused on the advertisement itself, I guess, where it referred to, I don't know what, others, but it didn't refer specifically to Fiskars, whereas the complaint, for whatever reason, Fiskars felt it was talking about them, and they so said. Now, is that, you think that, because that's in the complaint, that's all it requires?
I think that's what the duty to defend has, and the courts have said about determining the duty to defend over and over and over again.
Right and duty to defend, it says duty even if all of the allegations of the claim or suit are groundless, false, or fraudulent. I suppose you would expect the insurer to defend you and then argue that they're groundless.
Exactly, Your Honor. I mean, the policy promises, you know, the error that we find in the district court's decision is that it didn't determine the duty from all of the allegations of the complaint, and it focused solely on the ad itself. And that violates not only the standards for determining the duty to defend, but also, I think, the particular language in the St. Paul policy. The policy promises that St. Paul will defend any protected person against a claim or suit for injury or damage covered by the policy. The duty exists even if all of the allegations of the claim or suit are groundless. So the duty to defend is tied to the claim or the suit, not to the advertisement, and it exists regardless of the merits of the allegations. It's not the insurer's province to determine or to resolve what could be disputed issues of fact about whether or not the ads in fact disparaged Acme's product or Fiskars product. If there are defenses, if there are privileges to be asserted, those should be asserted. But if the complaint alleges that the advertisements disparage through false comparison Fiskars products, the claimant's products, then the duty to defend is triggered and there is a claim that has to be defended. There's a claim that alleges a potential for coverage if those allegations are proven. I see my time has expired already. I will reserve the rest for my rebuttal unless the court has questions.
Thank you, Ms. O'Brien. We'll hear now from Ms. Conta.
May it please the court. My name is Leanne Conta, representing the appellee, St. Paul Fire and Marine Insurance Company. I first would like to address a couple points that were raised by Acme's counsel. The first is the suggestion that Acme and Fiskars are primary competitors. That is not stated in the Fiskars complaint. It is not stated that they're primary, main, principal, or that they're the only competitors in this field of stainless steel scissors and trimmers. That fact is taken from the affidavit of Paul Driscoll, which was one of Acme's principals. It's, I believe, record site number 15. That is not something that was alleged in the Fiskars complaint. Counsel also alleged that, or made the statement, and it's made repeatedly in their brief as well, that Fiskars ads, Acme's ads, targeted Fiskars. Advertisements did not make any reference whatsoever to Fiskars. When you boil this case down to its essence, what Acme is saying is that because there was the statement three times harder than stainless steel, and then there's the allegation in the complaint that the false advertisements diverted trade away from Fiskars, that somehow Fiskars was harmed by disparaging advertisements.
Well, and we don't know how, but Fiskars, in their complaint, took it personally, so to speak. And so said, and in several places mentioned, this disparagement detrimentally affected Fiskars in a comparative measurement. And I guess the same question I would have to you is the district court focused on the advertisement, said there was disparagement, which your client disagrees with, but disparaged, but others, therefore it wasn't sufficient. as opposed to being specific. She had to name them. Fiskars took it personally and said, it's us they're talking about, and they're suing for it. Now, in the right and duty to defend, which I emphasize is a right and duty, according to the contract, it said to have the duty even if all the allegations of the claim or suit are groundless, false, or fraudulent. Wouldn't the first thing one you would do, because you also have the right, and the right, I think, it means you want to insert in that case early, if it's frivolous, rather than run up a bunch of money on it and get it dismissed because it's groundless.
Your Honor, I agree that the focus is not the merit of the suit, but the duty to defend itself is not unlimited. In order to constitute a duty to defend, there must be a claim. The insured must sketch a claim. And this is from the Western States Wholesale case, and it's in all the other cases that we've cited in our briefs. There has to be a claim within the scope of the policy. This policy is not an unlimited policy that applies to any objectionable advertisements. There's four enumerated offenses in this policy, and those do not include false advertising.
It's groundless.
The insurer's duty to defend does not depend on the merit of the claim. We agree. But you still have to fall within one of the offenses in the policy, and we do not believe this complaint alleges disparagement. The complaint as a whole. Now, Acme's counsel referred to the fact that the district court only focused on the advertisements. That's not correct. She focused on the complaint as a whole. And the critical inquiry here, though, is what did Acme say in its advertising? Okay, Fiskars sued Acme for falsely advertising its products were something that they weren't. They advertised that the products contained titanium. The reality was they contained a non-negligible amount of titanium. And that's the reason that they sued them, not because Acme said anything negative or disparaging or belittling or critical of Fiskars' products. Fiskars, you absolutely cannot glean from this complaint that these advertisements identified Fiskars to the consumer. All they said is, our product contains titanium, which makes it harder, stronger, more durable. There is nothing negative said about Fiskars or any other manufacturer, and therefore you do need to look at what the advertisement said, because Fiskars needs to make a claim for being harmed in Acme's advertising, and that is by disparaging advertising, not by advertising that is simply false, but by advertising that disparages Fiskars' products.
Now, of course, you disagree with the court's finding that it was disparagement, but not sufficiently specific, which is...
Yes, we do, Your Honor. We believe that this Fiskars complaint did not allege disparagement, that what this complaint alleged was false advertising. Disparagement requires, and there's been no dispute about this, that statements about a competitor's goods which are untrue or misleading and made to influence the public not to buy. Nothing negative was said about Acme, about Fiskars whatsoever. So you don't have...
So what was said was disparaging of steel. It says, if I'm quoting from your brief, no, from the brief itself, says, this is titanium bended 3X harder than stainless steel. Stay sharper longer. Trimmer bonded to stainless steel, resulting in a surface sharper, more durable, and three times harder than stainless steel.
We don't believe that's disparaging. There's no negative statement
made. Well, I know,
but
that's what I said. You stopped at the word hard.
Three times harder than stainless steel. In fact, we agree, that's the only comparison that's even really made in this complaint, and that comparison, we contend, is not disparagement. Saying that something is three times harder than stainless steel is, again, it's touting, it's puffing, it's bragging about your product. It's not saying that there's anything negative or bad about stainless steel. In fact, Acme's products are saying they have a stainless steel core and titanium is bonded around that stainless steel core. What they're saying is that their addition of titanium makes their products harder and three times harder than stainless steel.
Well, if mine is better than yours, then yours must be inferior.
I think that in order to constitute disparagement, there has to be a negative statement that's made about a competitor.
Well, that's a negative statement. I say mine is better than yours, so yours is inferior to mine. That means you're inferior.
We respectfully disagree.
I didn't expect you to agree. I just said it.
Otherwise, I think that then most advertising would be considered disparaging. Because
most advertising, doesn't get here on the basis of somebody agreeing to defend a suit against such advertising. If somebody filed suit alleging this is false advertising, it'd be a different problem altogether, and that wouldn't involve the St. Paul or any insurance policy.
But this complaint was a complaint only for false advertising.
Those
are the two claims that they allege.
They said in the advertising to disparage our product.
But let's assume that you're correct and the district court is correct that three times harder than stainless steel is disparaging.
Right.
It's still not disparaging of Fiskars. Uniformly, the cases that have construed the disparagement offense in the advertising injury context have held that there has to be some reference to the underlying plaintiff. Otherwise, how would the consumer know? That also is an element of disparagement. There has to be disparagement of the competitor's goods. And all we have here is the loan statement, three times harder than stainless steel. We agree with the district court's reasoning that those ads came no closer to identifying Fiskars than they did to any other manufacturer in the stainless steel industry. A reasonable person, consumer, reviewing those ads that said their product is three times harder than stainless steel would not think, oh, they're referring to Fiskars.
Yeah, but that would be the first motion in court when defending the case to say that this thing is completely groundless, which not only is it the duty, but the St. Paul says that's a right for them to defend it, meaning we want control of this case because it's groundless and we don't want someone else to goof it up, and then we have to pay.
But we only have to defend claims within the scope of the policy, and that includes the specific reference to the offense making known to any person or organization covered material that disparages the business, premises, products, services, work, or completed work of others. And
what St. Paul did was try the case. That is, they looked at the complaint and said, oh, you lose.
St. Paul made the determination based on the four corners of the complaint.
I mean, the plaintiff lost, not the person you've alleged to defend. Are supposed to defend, that they just didn't state a cause of action that was worth discussing.
They did not state a claim, sketch a claim within the scope of the policy. Mm. You need harm arising from an enumerated offense. You don't have harm arising, here you have harm arising from false advertising. You don't have harm arising from disparaging advertising. If you look at paragraph 10 and paragraph 12, which is what ACME focuses on, what you see are ads that cause the public to incorrectly believe that they were purchasing scissors with titanium. Those ads did not cause them to think anything negative or false about Fiskars. So the fact that the false advertising ultimately diverted trade away from Fiskars has no bearing on whether this is disparagement. What it says is that there was harm from false advertising, and that's what they sued for. They didn't sue for disparagement.
Ms. Conta, before you sit down, may I ask you a question about the actual language in your policy? Let's assume for a minute that there is disparagement. Apparently, many of the policies in this area talk about disparaging a persons or organizations, goods, products, or services. Your policy, as I understand it, uses the language business, premises, products, services, work, or completed work of others. Isn't your language somewhat broader than the language in the policies used by other insurance companies, and doesn't that make a difference?
We don't think it makes a difference at all. Persons and organizations, we don't think, has any more specificity than others. Now, admittedly, it's written in the singular. However, that does not at all prove ACME's point that you don't need to identify a specific plaintiff. There's no material difference between these two these two offenses. And, in fact, the Microtech case, which we cited, stated that there was no material difference for purposes of the appeal before that court. And
thank you, Ms. Carter.
Thank you.
How much time does Ms. O'Brien have left? Fine. Ms. O'Brien, we're going to make that 4 minutes since we gave counsel a bit of extra time to explain her position.
The ads were not disparaging. No reasonable person would construe these ads as disparaging of Fiskars. Fiskars did. Fiskars took issue, and if the allegations of their complaint were proven, they would prove that Acme and Fiskars each manufacture and sell scissors, paragraphs 1 and 2, that Acme published ads that were intended to and did divert trade away from Fiskars, paragraph 12, that the ads falsely claimed that Acme's titanium scissors were harder, sharper, stronger, and more durable, not period, but more durable than plates of stainless steel, paragraph 9, that the ads were designed to influence consumers' choices between Acme products and Fiskars products, paragraph 10, and that because of the advertisements themselves, Fiskars suffered lost sales and profits, paragraph 13. Fiskars thought that these ads disparaged their products, and that's what they alleged in the complaint. And all the complaint, all the policy requires is that, and all that the law, the standard applicable to determining the duty to defend requires, is that there be a claim that alleges facts which, if proven, could give rise to the possibility of coverage. This is disparagement. This is false comparisons to a competitor's product intended to influence purchasers' decisions not to buy. That's what was alleged in the complaint. There are really important public policies that are implicated by the standards. I'm sorry. There are important public policies that are served by construing an insurer's defense as broadly as the Wisconsin courts have, and by recognizing the defense benefit of an insurance policy as a distinct benefit that an insured purchases with their insurance premiums. If encouraging vigorous competition is an objective, as St. Paul has argued it is, denying a defense to a company accused of publishing disparaging advertisements is not going to encourage competition. The law of disparagement already has privileges and defenses in place in the form of privileges that will respond to frivolous claims. But the point is that's immaterial to an insurer's duty to defend. The duty to defend and the obligation of the insurer is to assert those defenses.
What you're looking for is to get your money back that your client had to pay.
We were sued in a complaint that alleged the type of risk insured by the insurance policy, and we were left abandoned to defend it ourselves. Our claim is to recover the cost of defending that because they should have been paid under the duty to defend.
That was $180,000, as I recall, something like that?
There were over $180,000 incurred to defend the underlying suit, which was dismissed. And there are additional costs incurred in this appeal.
Yeah, $180,000, at least used to be a lot of money for defense. So is it because it was a meritless case or had a lot of strength to it, but the policy doesn't cover it?
I think a lot of the costs were associated with the experts that were required to determine whether or not, in fact, the titanium affected the performance of the product.
So it went down to that issue, then, the disparagement, and whether or not it's true and all that. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, if a company can't reasonably expect to be defended from claims that explicitly allege that their advertisements negatively reflected on a competitor's products, then the liberal standards governing duties to defend don't have a whole lot of meaning, and the whole policy underlying a broad defense isn't going to provide any protection to Acme or to any other insureds. Fiskars' complaint, when it's construed liberally as it should be, with all reasonable inferences drawn in favor of Acme, alleged that Acme's advertisements disparaged Fiskars' products. St. Paul had a duty to defend the lawsuit, and it breached that duty. We ask that the district court's decision be reversed and that summary judgment instead be granted to Acme. Thank you.
Our thanks to both counsel in the case for their presentations today and for their briefs, and the case will be taken under advisement.